This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the April 2019 Libra Full Moon. The Libra Full Moon takes place on April 19, 2019 at 4:12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 7:12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11:12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 29 degrees Aries, 6 minutes, 29 degrees Libra, 6 minutes. Relationships and agreements hit a tipping point at April's Libra full moon, and maybe a breaking point as well. Pressure is building to the point that something's got to give, and the old way of going about things is the number one target for that. Seesaws that are badly out of balance, and you know which ones in your life are up for redressing. If responsibilities and investments have been out of whack, one side bearing or putting in far more than half, the seesaw is being calibrated or removed and replaced or dismantled and sent to the dump or blown up and left in pieces in the grass for time and the forces of nature to reclaim them. This full moon takes place on the Aries-Libra-IU axis, which pits the individual or the self against another person or a relationship. This dynamic has been particularly challenged for quite a while. The eclipses and major aspects in recent years have been pushing us more and more into autonomy, self-expression, and self-love, and forced fundamental changes in our relationship rulebooks. At this point, ripping pages out of rulebooks may no longer be enough. Tossing the whole book out might be the answer in some cases. This moon carries brittle, explosive, and unavoidable energies that do not permit business as usual. Although some of the playing out may come out of the blue, much of this has already been on the rise. Certain areas and certain relationships have been uncomfortable for years and increasingly unsustainable. Signals have been building and blaring for weeks. This moon continues and accelerates emotions and themes that crested at March's Libra full moon, which occurred at the very beginning of the sign. That one called for adjustments, drawing lines, stopping settling or putting up with, and reallocating power. This month's takes place at the sign's last degree and ups all those demands. Both cosmic change agents lock into the full moon. Uranus, agent of unpredictable, volatile change, the awakener and liberator, thrower of lightning bolts, and advocate of alternate viewpoints, is making an out-of-sign conjunction to the sun and opposition to the moon. The sun is heading for his first meeting in nearly 80 years with the changemaker in the solid earthy sign of Taurus. It's sending off anything but a peaceful, easy feeling. Instead, it's exciting, unfamiliar, destabilizing, and unnerving to those who prefer control and certainty, and especially to the masculine. Uranus is adding a wild card to the full moon dramas. Emotions, involvements, and situations could shift in a flash, taking everyone by surprise. The moon has a quality of jailbreak, a switch flipping, a powder keg going off, or lightning striking a tree or the ground. Quick changes have a practical impact and affect relationships and finances in tangible ways, since Venus also rules the sign Uranus is occupying. The moon also has a streak of fadedness, of tectonic plate shifting and cracking and releasing deep, hidden forces to view. Their eruptions could hit the Uranian trigger. They will definitely lead to restructuring and permanent change. The sun and the moon are bearing down on the cosmic change agent, the agent of unavoidable change, Pluto, lord of death and rebirth, the cycles of nature, and everything that lurks below the surface. He's not the only target of the pressure. He's traveling with Saturn, lord of order, karma, responsibilities, and shoulds, presaging their conjunction next January. Between them, being reshaped and altered by both of them, is the south node of the moon, which represents the old ways and what we are leaving behind. Add the pressure of the T-square from the full moon, and human earthquakes and volcanoes result. Things are being thought, admitted, and blurted that cannot be undone, unsaid, or taken back. deep-rooted, long-standing fears, irrationalities, phobias, obsessions, worst-case scenarios, threats to survival, longings, desires. This emotional cresting comes with candor and honesty without the luxury of arranging words. This does have benefits. Decaying or out-of-balance arrangements will likely not withstand the pressure and volatility. If you've been feeling stuck, if a relationship has been stagnant or in limbo, this full moon stands to knock you out of the rut. You won't see it coming, even if you're the instigator. You may be as shocked as anyone at what flies into your head or out of your mouth. The accompanying words won't have the grace that Libra so values. Cosmic communicator Mercury is an impulsive, fiery, aggressive Aries. Inflaming him even more, he's right next to Chiron, igniting wounds connected to combativeness and going it alone. This pair does deliver the courage to speak openly. They don't give the time for premeditation or nerves, which could facilitate some long-needed air clearing. Some words could be brutal and angry, too, especially if lids blow off matters that have been held down or back for a long time. Beware of poor me or victim attitudes and endeavor to purge them if you feel them surfacing in you. Venus, ruler of our relationships and the Libra moon, is at the end of the zodiac, where the waters of interconnectedness teem with sorrow. Venus in Pisces is capable of the highest inspiration and love, down to sacrifice. She's making an out-of-sign conjunction to Mercury and Chiron, and they're being chased by all of her gentleness and otherworldliness and the pains of humanity inherent in her location. Steam could be the result, or kindness, or fury if she shows up maudlin or weak. Declarations of love are certainly possible. So is a frank sharing of needs and desires, with the possibility of negotiating an arrangement more in keeping with what each side needs. And so is bridge burning. This full moon is a milestone in leaving patterns and connections behind and bringing greater honesty and balance into relationships that abide. July's Capricorn lunar eclipse will bring the next round of clearing, leading to Saturn and Pluto's reality shape-shifting conjunction in January 2020. You can dive headfirst into these energies with my guided visualizations, Meeting Uranus and Working with Pluto, both of which are available at the shop at empowermentunlimited.net. You'll also find pointers for a full moon ritual as bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal. And I thank my patrons who are keeping Astro Insight from going behind a paywall. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly forecasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, which has a lively ongoing discussion about how astrology is playing out in the world around us right before our eyes. And on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.